Welcome to Growth Mindset University. My name is Jordan Paris, 21-year-old author and host of this show. And with this show, you and I will embark on a journey to learn the things that we should have learned in school but did not, so that we may take control of our lives while fulfilling our vision of success. Each episode will feature a brand new lesson, and now it's time for today's lesson. So put your thinking cap on, because school is now in session.
Welcome to the show. This is Chance Galloway, and I'm with Jordan Paris, guys. And today's going to be a really, really good podcast, guys. A lot of valuable information. Jordan and I are actually very excited for this podcast because we have not recorded one for a couple weeks now, Jordan?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, we banged out like six of them in a couple of days and just kind of scheduled them. But now it's time to get back to it. Chance, you and I have been hitting the pool,
getting that balance
there, meditating there.
Yes, yeah. We have. Mm-hmm. It's been quite good, guys, and that leads us kind of into that balance, into that, you know, that meditative state, and that's what Jordan and I would like to talk about today. And I think, Jordan, you said you wanted me to kind of lead the question and the
I think you're better with meditation than I am. I mean, I use it as an informal practice in my life, right? So right. why do we meditate?
But, yeah. So that's great, Jordan. That's great. I actually recently just discovered really meditating in a meditative practice only like a couple weeks ago. And, you know, and it's, I know that, you know, how much do I know about it if I've only been doing it for a couple weeks? But I can tell you guys that, you know, since doing this and since, you know, writing and reading a lot more, and we'll get to that topic later in this podcast, I've really allowed myself, you know, to find out who I really am, you know, and it's such a valuable and key resource to have with being successful, you know, and being able to achieve what it is that you desire. Meditation, you know, essentially what I like to do, you know, I'll wake up and I will, as soon as I wake up, I do this every day, whether I meditate or not. It's kind of a form of meditation. So I'll wake up and I'll go onto my computer and get onto YouTube. And I will type in, you know, meditative music or you know, that type of thing.
Yeah. You turned me on to it recently.
Yeah, and usually like a picture of a monk will come up, or, you know, like the outside or space or just very relaxing images, and they'll kind of play through like a slideshow for like 3 hours. It's awesome. I love it. So I'll turn that on, turn the volume on about halfway as I'm brushing my teeth. Now I brush my teeth with my left hand, thanks to Jim Quick, to get my mind activated.
Oh, wow.
Another trick, guys. You know, I'm giving some nuggets in there. Yeah. In the morning is the key.
Okay.
In the morning, because when you wake up, your mind is still foggy. You use your opposite. You know, if you're left, you would do right. I'm right-handed, so I do left.
That's awesome.
It makes you think. You're like, what the? It's a weird, awesome. Like, you feel like kind of weird, but it wakes you up because your mind has to get activated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's another thing, guys. You know, not just meditation, but you can do other tricks in the morning to
get your mind right.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, meditation has really allowed me to, especially while writing, guys, and Jordan inspired me after Growth Mindset University. I picked up his book, and 4 days later, I finished his book. It was that good. By the way, shout out to him. If you guys have not, you know, ordered this book or have even heard of his book, Growth Mindset University, guys, please do yourself a favor. Reach out to Jordan. It's available on Amazon. Where else is it available?
It's just Amazon.
Amazon or through Jordan. You can go through Jordan. I just had to throw that out there. But guys, after I read that book, it inspired me. You know, Jordan's 20 years old. It inspired me to write my own book. And during this process, guys, I'm only on day, I want to say 13 now, of writing, and I'm just about 30,000 words in.
It's incredible.
I appreciate
it's
that,
incredible.
Man.
Incredible.
I
did, you know, 40,000 in 29 days, but you're day
13. Which is
13,
impressive, guys.
Day 13, 30,000 words. It's really...
I appreciate that,
it's,
man.
It's, you know, well over 100 pages. And it's because you're really at an elevated, peaceful, joyful state due to meditation.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So describe to me your writing process so far.
Yeah, of course. So so that the meditation music, guys, it, you know, I plug it on as soon as I wake, and it's already starting to filter through my head. It's starting to relax my mind. as I'm waking up, I'm not thinking about, you know, social media. I'm not thinking about negativity or anything like most people, especially our age, would.
So you don't check your phone first thing in the morning?
No,
right?
I don't. You know, I will admit sometimes I'm guilty of it just because it's that addiction. Mm-hmm. But I do my best for the first 60 minutes of the day, 45 to 60 minutes, to not touch my smartphone. Leave it there. It doesn't need to be. Maybe I'll check it to see if I had like a call from, you know, my parents or something that's obviously important. But that's about it, you know, and then I'll put it down, and then I will sit down to write, you know, I'll make my coffee, brew up some coffee, get a little caffeinated, and then with the music on, and guys, as I start to write, the words start to just flow. I feel myself regurgitating. That's kind of a weird word, but the thoughts in my head out onto the paper, and that music, that meditation music, really does soothe my mind. It's something. It's almost like I'm becoming one with nature, because it has like those nature sounds, and it's like, it's the, people always talk about yoga and how it calms the body, calms the mind, and how important that is. And that's kind of how, meditation is. Very powerful, guys. And it's really allowed me to progress in this book the way that I have, 30,000 words in 12 days. That's like you said, pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It takes people 4 years to get there. And if you're going to write a book, if you're going to much less do it in, less than a month, you're going to need to be in this, in an elevated state, in a very, in a joyous and peaceful state. And you've been doing that. And I'm very impressed. And what you're describing I know you do formal meditation as well sometimes, but what you're describing there is an informal meditation. It's not like you're necessarily sitting down to literally like do nothing, sit on a pillow and you know what I mean? You can do that too. That's great. That's called formal meditation. You're setting aside time to do that. And it's very similar, but it's a little different as well. But in my life, I practice informal meditation. I used to formally meditate. I used to sit down and literally do nothing and just, be in my thoughts for 10 minutes. I would do it for 10 minutes. I used the Headspace app. I would use that. I did it for like probably 2 or 3 months or 4 months or whatever. And, that period, it was like March, the spring break of last year. So like 2017. And that was a period of huge change in my life. I started thinking better and I started living better. And really, that's when I started meditating, those big changes started to happen. Yeah. But now it's more, an informal meditation where I'll meditate on life. Mm-hmm. I'll meditate on the trees. Mm-hmm. I'll meditate on the stars.
Yes, that's a big one.
The stars aren't out at night. The clouds. Right. Dude, clouds are cool, man. You and I were in the pool at 10 o'clock at night, two nights ago. Yeah, and I looked up and I said, "Dude, look, we're surrounded." And you and I had a conversation for like 15 minutes.
Yeah,
essentially meditating.
Yeah.
On the stars, and not even that. We were really getting just lost in it in a good way. At one point, we started looking at the light that was radiating around the star. There was just one huge star that we were looking at, and you could see this radiation of light around it in this awesome little circle. So meditating on those things, nature and the, like I said, the trees, the stars, the clouds, water, it really, brings me, connects me kind of what you said earlier with nature and life. And I mean, I think this might be a little deep and over the head, but at the end of the day, it's all just one. We're in the trees. We're in the stars. In a way, because when we die, our bodies decompose, and then it goes. Matter is neither created nor destroyed. We go into the ground. We're part of something, and then whether you believe in, some sort of afterlife or not, I have no idea. But from meditation, I really come to appreciate life. Informal meditation. You can do this. You can do this when you're just walking out, you know,
yeah.
the trees, yep. You know, looking at the trees. It's been huge in my life. You know, I don't necessarily need to sit down and do this, you know, do this every day.
Right.
Yeah. Just do it while I live.
That's a great perspective on it because I was going to give and I will be giving you guys a way to actually sit down, meditate, close your eyes. But guys, that's a great point that Jordan made is you don't need to be doing that to be benefiting from meditation and, you know, you can acquire some of these same benefits just from looking at the stars or from looking at nature, becoming one with nature, guys. And some of you, you know, listening to this may think that's funny and, you know, that's quite fine. But until you try it, you know, then maybe you won't be laughing because it really, really has, for me and for Jordan, been life changing to say the least.
You know, it kind of slows things down.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times we're just rushing from moment to moment, you know, waiting for the next moment.
Yep.
And I mean, all you really have
is right now.
I mean, you got to appreciate.
That's so true.
Right now. I mean, maybe those words don't sound like they carry any weight. It's more of like a, you know, do it and you'll feel what I'm talking about.
Right.
And meditation's awesome for that, informal meditation.
It is. And just from guys just sitting here like talking to Jordan, I already feel myself kind of like calming down a little bit. I'm the type of individual, for those of you guys that do know me, know that I'm very, you know, I'm involved in a lot. I'm always fast paced. I have high energy, always have caffeine in my system. So I'm always on the go. And, you know, I hardly ever find the time to just sit down, you know, get one with my thoughts, kind of lose my thoughts and meditate. And this is something that even right now, even just having a simple conversation about meditating, you know, has, you know, even the tone of my voice, I feel as though is slowing down and I feel as though my body is kind of relaxing and becoming one with the present and with talking to you guys and talking to Jordan. It's just a very valuable perspective, very valuable, like, you know, it's just amazing. It really is. And, you know, now I'd like to, after talking about that, I would like to talk about a little more how we can meditate.
Actionable.
Yeah, right. Take action and a little bit about how I learned, you know, a couple points I have here, guys, and how, like, I learned about meditation. You know, it's really about finding out your inner self. That's really what meditation is. You kind of go with inside of yourself. But that begs a question, you know. I heard something, you know, a couple days ago that are you finding yourself or are you creating yourself through meditation? You know, that's kind of one of those head scratching questions. You know, are you going with inside of yourself? Are you already someone and you're just discovering who you are, which I do believe. But at the same time, by going inside of yourself, can you create, you know, who you are? Yes, that's a yes and yes, in my opinion. You know, so that's very interesting.
Yeah.
I'll let you want to touch on that real quick before I go on to my next point.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes when I'm meditating, I'll just a thought. I guess it's about really creating myself. You know, a thought will come to me, and I'll almost want to just pop up and do it, and you know, be that. You know, I won't go into too many specifics, but you know, just I think meditation is where ideas happen. You know, if you don't, you got to leave white space. You got to leave blank space for ideas, to be able to recreate yourself, recreate your life,
right.
You know, ideas for your life, ideas for your health, ideas for your wealth, ideas for your prosperity. And that's when it happens. You know, if you're just going and going and going, if you're constantly engaged, ideas don't really happen.
No.
So those are my thoughts on that.
I like that. Yeah, it's a very, very great point, guys. You know, and that's something that kind of also sparks a thought, guys. I always talk about David Goggins, you know, and those of you guys who have heard, and I think I've talked about David Goggins on past podcasts just because he's someone who's very influential in my life, you know, former Navy SEAL and been through 3 Hell Weeks, ultra marathon runner. He's an absolute badass. I have it quoted here because this is from his mouth. He preaches to shut the fuck up and to go with inside of yourself, right? And he talks about this on his interview Driven with Tom Bilyeu on the Impact Theory. And it's a very powerful, powerful statement, you know, to be quiet. You need to, he preaches, you need to be, most people are not quiet. They're trying to read other people's books. You know, this is from him, guys. They're trying to read another person's book. How did they get there? But what most people can't do is go with inside of themselves, read your own book, create your own book, you know, and that can be done through meditation. That can be done, as he says, to shut, you know, story. Shut the fuck up, you know, pardon my language, guys, but that's what he says, you know, and you really do need to figure out who you really are. And meditation provides this. Meditation allows you to figure out who you really are.
Draw your own conclusions.
Yes.
Because reading's great. We talk about reading all the time.
Yep.
But you have to have time set aside to reflect and draw your own conclusions. Own those conclusions, you know, not just doing what other people say all the time.
Right.
Yeah. That's very important. What's the next thing?
You know, just to quiet down, to shut your thoughts off, guys. You need to just be willing to, you know, who told me that? There's always things that come to my mind and I forget who said it, whether it was a book or something. Guys, I'm very, me and Jordan are both the type of people to hold on to information. And, you know, we have so much revolving in our head from reading, from meaningful conversations with people, from mentors, that thoughts pop into our head and we're like, where the hell did that come from? And that's what I'm about to tell you is, someone told me, or in a book, thought popping or something. Like, imagine, did you tell me that?
That's,
someone told me that.
That's in our interview.
That was Austin. Yes.
That was Austin's interview.
See, I don't even know where it's from. And it was from another podcast with.
This is great.
So he talked about
this. We love
So Austin, he has this, like, this thing he talks about, in a past podcast, in an interview with him, is that we have these thoughts in our head and he thinks of them like bubbles, you know, and sometimes when we tend to get overwhelmed, if we can just think of those thoughts as bubbles and just, to kind of use our minds to pop those bubbles and release and relinquish those thoughts from our minds, you know, it can be a very powerful thing. And that's what I've used that actually when I met before I meditate and while I'm meditating, to kind of, okay, what's on chance's mind right now? The gym today. Well, I don't need to worry about that right now. Pop. You know, something someone said to me yesterday. Pop. You know, I'm in an argument with my dad or something. Pop. You know, just you kind of go through these thoughts until they're all gone. And then you are just there focused on nothing. But nothing but breathing, you know, and that's it's guys, I'm telling you right now, if you can just do this for 5 minutes a day, maybe 10, you will see such a difference in the tone of your day, the your perspective on things, your, you know, everything will just completely change for the better.
Thought popping is like a almost like a pattern disruptor too. It's kind of funny, you know, if you say it, even if you say it to yourself in your head, like I'm gonna pop that thought, you know, it's and it just kind of that in and of itself, it kind of just distracts you from it. Naturally pops the thought
from
it,
thinking
that's
about
what,
it
works.
It's pretty cool.
So what were you saying? Did you want to get into the 4 second thing yet?
I can do that now. Okay. And you know, it's just and I, guys, what I'm gonna do right now is actually go over four things or 4 steps to properly meditate, or to, you know, kind of make meditation as efficient as possible. This is how I meditate. This, what I'm about to tell you is what I've learned from other people. The first step is actually to, you know, I kind of have them in backwards order, but you would shut your eyes, you know, eyes shut. Once your eyes are shut, you would then start to just focus on your breathing. So, right. So as you know, Jordan has his eyes shut right now, I'm going to kind of walk him through this. You would essentially just begin to breathe in through your nose. And as you're breathing in, guys, inhaling, you would inhale for 4 seconds. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you would hold your breath for 4 seconds at the peak. Just relax. And he's counting. And then you would release, exhale for 4 seconds out of your mouth very slowly for 4 seconds. And you would repeat this process. Jordan's going to continue to repeat this process as I speak. And he's going to slowly, as he continues to focus on just his breathing and his breathing only, feel every muscle, you know, and he can kind of pinpoint which muscle, but every muscle in his body to relax. He can think about maybe his shoulders, his traps, you know, whatever it might be, his chest, his legs, his neck. We always hold a lot of tension in our neck. Mm-hmm. And just kind of release that as he's focusing on his breathing, 4, 4, 4, you know, the ratio of breathing. And from this, step number 4 is to just clear his mind. Think about nothing, not even this podcast, just to clear his mind, guys. And, you know, after 30 seconds to maybe a minute, he'll start to really feel his body just release any tension that was being held onto. And it's such a powerful, powerful process, guys, to be able to relinquish these thoughts and kind of just, you know, I can already see Jordan's, you know, becoming more relaxed and, you know, and feeling that tension be released from his body, guys. And like I said, as I started to meditate only a couple weeks ago, I feel the chemistry of my body changing, and it's absolutely unbelievable the mental clarity that I have received. And, you know, now Jordan is receiving as I'm speaking. I can see it, you know, in his face and his expression of his body. He's a lot more relaxed, a lot looser. And this is something we can all be doing, guys, on a daily basis, you know, something that we can be partaking in, that will really, like I said, restructure our day-to-day lives. So I hope you guys got something from this podcast. I hope, you know, there was some value provided. That's all Jordan and I are really trying to do through our podcast, guys. And we thank you for tuning on. I'm going to let Jordan, as he came out of this state of meditation, I'm going to let him maybe finish off, have a couple more thoughts for you guys. Other than that,
I totally just left the podcast.
He did, guys. As I was speaking for the last minute, he really
that
did.
Was great. That was funny. I encourage everyone to try that. I've done that before where, you know, I'll breathe for 4 seconds, hold it for 4 seconds at the top, and then breathe out of my mouth for 4 seconds. It's been a while, though. It's really great.
It helps when someone kind of talks, too. You know, you kind of just listen to their voice. All right, guys. So a quick call to action. Just to go over what we talked about today, what Jordan and I talked about with meditation and how you can practice this on a daily basis, guys. You know, all meditation is, guys, is to find out your inner self, to go with inside of yourself. We talked about David Goggins, how he preaches that, to shut up, to shut your mind off, and to really become one with yourself, guys. There's informal meditation and there's formal meditation. Jordan discussed the importance of informal, how you can gaze at the stars, you can become one with nature and kind of meditate that way. And then I went into discussing formal meditation. I walked Jordan through an actual, you know, 60-second meditation on our podcast, guys, which was pretty incredible to watch him and his body kind of relax and go through that meditation. And then at the very end, what we just discussed was to the 4 steps in meditation, in formal meditation. Guys, by the way, this is only, you know, 5 to 10 minutes a day. It doesn't take that long. You can sacrifice 5 minutes on your smartphone. And those 4 steps, guys, start with shutting your eyes, focusing on your breathing. We discussed the 4-4-4 principle, 4 seconds inhale, 4 second hold, and a 4 second exhale. Number 3, feel every muscle in your body relax, pinpoint those tight areas that tension build up and release it, allow your mind to control your body and release that tension. And finally, number 4 is to clear your mind, guys. Through the first 3 steps, number 4 will naturally come, your mind will start to clear, and you will begin to feel a lot better and a lot more relaxed, guys, so that you can control your day and your day will not control you. Mm-hmm. We thank you guys very much. Gonna let Jordan close this one out, and thank you guys. Make sure to live consistently relentless.
Yeah, release tension, set intention.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And if you could go ahead, that's our episode for today. If you could go ahead and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening, that would be great. You will get our next episodes. And if you could go ahead and leave an honest rating and review wherever you are listening, that helps us too with visibility and spreading the message of hope. I hope you guys enjoyed this today. Thanks for listening, and go ahead and release that tension and set an intention. There you have it, my friends. This has been another episode of the Growth Mindset University podcast. Now, if you enjoyed this one today, I would really appreciate it if you could leave us a quick 5-star rating in iTunes. All you have to do is grab your iPhone or iPad, open up the Apple Podcast app, hit the search tab, search the show, Growth Mindset University, or just search my name, Jordan Paris, tap the show, scroll all the way to the bottom, and then just hit that 5th star, and that helps us tremendously in ways that you could never even imagine. It means the absolute world to me when people do this. I would be eternally grateful if you do that. We're pushing 100 ratings right now, and it's really making a difference for this show. And of course, if you've not already subscribed to the show, just make sure you do that wherever you're listening to, so that you don't miss that next episode. I know you're not going to want to miss it. And you only heard this episode today because I thought it was valuable enough to post here. So if you want to share that value with your friends, your family,
go ahead and do that. Share this episode with them. Take a screenshot. Send it to them. Take a screenshot. Put it on your Instagram story and tag me at @J_Paris_ so that I know you're listening and I can get back to you and put a face to the name. Now, if you're ready to really take your life to the next level, my book is on Amazon. It is also called Growth Mindset University. It's all about how to learn anything, how to take control of your life, and how to fulfill your vision of success. And you're not just supporting me and this channel by getting this book, but you're also getting this awesome book that's going to lay out the rules and principles to design your life full of joy and fulfillment. All right, I love you all so very much. And until next time, my friends, make every day count. Live to learn and grow to give.